Doorstep demonstrations. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Tonight, abortion rights protesters marched to the homes of Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Keep abortion safe and legal.
More demonstrations are planned for tomorrow outside Catholic churches. A leaked draft opinion indicates the Supreme Court could undo Roe versus Wade, giving state leaders the right to determine abortion laws. Missouri Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler on Fox News Live.
I think Americans do want their elected representatives to decide these policies and not unelected, unaccountable judges. And that's what this perhaps reversal of Roe versus Wade would do. They are stoking up hysteria that is really not founded.
The Supreme Court says its decision is not final. Ukrainian troops cleared out a safe haven as Russian strikes intensified.
Women, children, and elderly, some 300 civilians, have finally been evacuated from that steel mill in Mariupol. That's where they've been sheltering for weeks. Still, hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers remain. On Monday, Russia will celebrate Victory Day. President Putin is expected to formally declare war against Ukraine, which could allow him to call up more troops.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Mexico's vacation hotspot, Cancun, is seeing more violence. One person died and six others are hurt in a shooting along a street lined with restaurants and bars. A suspect was detained. Lucky strike if you put your money on Rich Strike. The horse racing long shot won the Kentucky Derby against 80-1 odds. Owner Rick Dawson talks to NBC Sports.
We just knew that we had a shot because every time he went longer, he got better. And today we go to 1.25 miles, and he just kept going.
Rich Strike wasn't even in the Derby field until Friday when another horse was scratched. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Americans on the East Coast are experiencing a rainy Mother's Day weekend while temperatures heat up in other parts of the U.S.
The very southern end of this kind of line of storms now moving across portions of central Florida. That's where they've seen some thunderstorm activity, but just that consistent nonstop rain, that has been the case. That's now lifting up into the mid-Atlantic. So that rain has had time to pile up. Flooding continues to be possible from as far south as Baltimore, but stretching up through Philadelphia and New York City, areas where it has just rained and rained. Towards the west, it dries out and things really heat up. We're talking about near record-breaking highs. Temperatures, again, they're in the middle of the country. 70 degrees in Fargo.
Fox's Adam Klotz. The Taliban ordered women in Afghanistan to cover up, only showing their eyes in public. It's one of the toughest restrictions announced since the Taliban returned to power in August. Leaders threatened to punish male relatives if women don't comply. The Taliban had similar restrictions on women between 1996 and 2001. Inflation isn't stopping Americans from taking vacations and having fun.
The casinos are bustling. The convention center actually has more events on the books than they did in 2019, and it is about to be packed. And that's because airline bookings are soaring across the nation. Delta saw its best sales on record in March, and American Airlines expects business travel revenue to be 90% of pre-pandemic levels by the time the summer rolls around. And that trend is continuing when it comes to lodging. Airbnb seeing $1.5 billion in revenue last quarter. That's up 80% over the same period in 2019. Sure, some of that's due to inflation, but they also saw a record 100 million bookings.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady in Las Vegas. Country music star Mickey Gilley has died. Gilley owned the honky-tonk club that inspired the John Travolta movie Urban Cowboy. He was 86. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.